This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hundreds of anti-lockdown demonstrators in Germany defied a court-ordered protest ban on Sunday and gathered illegally in the streets of Berlin. Police say protesters harassed and attacked officers and ignored roadblocks. They claim some in the capital city tried to break through a chain of officers, leading to the use of irritants, batons, and physical violence, and police made several arrests. Judges had banned several of planned demonstrations this weekend, including one for Sunday that was meant to draw some 22,000. The court said it could not allow the rallies to go ahead over fears participants would break rules on mask wearing and social distancing at a time when Germany's infection numbers are on the rise again. Berlin police deployed more than 2,000 officers in riot gear across the city in anticipation of protesters gathering despite the ban. Workers at the world's biggest copper mine in Chile have approved a strike after rejecting the latest offer proposed by its owners. Following the results of a vote that lasted until Saturday night, the union says there were more than 2,000 votes in favor of starting the strike against just 11 for accepting the employer's offer. Chile is the world's top producer of copper, making up 28% of global output. The mineral accounts for 10 to 15% of the South American country's GDP, with much of it exported to China, the world's biggest consumer. The mine is located in the world's driest desert in northern Chile at more than 3,000 meters or 10,000 feet in altitude. It's in the same area where in 2010, some 33 men were trapped 700 meters underground for 69 days following a cave-in. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Myanmar's junta chief said Sunday elections will be held and a state of emergency lifted by August 2023, extending the military's initial timeline given when it deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi 6 months ago. The country has been in turmoil since the army ousted her in February, launching a bloody crackdown that has killed more than 900 people, according to a local monitoring group. The general's announcement would place Myanmar in the military's grip for nearly 2.5 years instead of the initial one-year timeline the army announced days after the coup. The State Administration Council, as the junta calls itself, also announced in a separate statement that junta leader Min Aung Hlaing had been appointed as the prime minister of the caretaker government. The army has justified its power grab by alleging massive fraud during 2020 elections won by Suu Kyi's party. Last week, the junta canceled results of the polls, announcing it had uncovered more than 11 million instances of voter fraud. But the Asian Network for Free Elections Monitoring Group has said the vote was, quote, by and large representative of the will of the people. Thai anti-government protesters on Sunday took to the streets in their cars and motorcycles to show discontent against the prime minister's handling of the coronavirus crisis. They formed a long line stretching over 20 kilometers through Bangkok, honking horns and raising the three-finger salute, a gesture of resistance inspired by the Hunger Games movie. A 47-year-old protester claims people in Thailand can barely make a living now, saying all of his family members are affected. He says the government has failed to provide vaccinations on time, and many have not had any vaccines. Thailand has been grappling with its biggest coronavirus outbreak so far. The country on Sunday extended tighter containment measures in Bangkok and high-risk provinces until the end of August to slow the spread. Israel's prime minister Sunday directly blamed Iran for a drone attack on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman that killed two people, making a veiled threat to retaliate as Tehran denies being involved in the assault. The comments by Prime Minister Naftali Bennett come after the strike Thursday night. The attack marked the first known fatal attack after years of assaults on commercial shipping in the region linked to tensions with Iran over its tattered nuclear deal. While no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, Iran and its militia allies have used so-called suicide drones in attacks previously. But on Sunday, Iran's foreign ministry described the allegation Iran carried out the attack as, quote, baseless. Around an hour after, Iran's outgoing president acknowledged his government at times did not tell part of the truth to the public during his term. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.